stars. See the seasons turn like a heart. Your father's days are lost to you. This is your time here to do what you will do. Your life is now. Your life is now.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and Aging Info Radio airs every Thursday at 1 o'clock on WJJG AM 1530, Chicago's hometown station. We are also streaming live on the web at WJJGAM1530.com. Join Aging Info Radio on Facebook for weekly updates and information. And if you've missed a show, you can go to our website at AgingInfoRadio.com. We have archive shows, our sponsors, a guest directory, future guests, and more. My show today is about holiday happiness and fulfillment. This time of year, we get so busy that happiness and fulfillment may be the farthest thing away from our daily experiences. Today, we're going to find out about having happiness and fulfillment be with us as we cruise through the holiday season. Before I introduce my first expert guest, I have a great story here. The story is called Bank Account. It says, a 92-year-old, petite, well-poised, and proud man who is fully dressed each morning by 8 o'clock with his hair fashionably combed and shaved perfectly, even though he is legally blind and moved to a nursing home today. His wife of 70 years recently passed away, making this necessary. After a while of waiting patiently in the lobby of the nursing home, he smiled sweetly when told his room was ready. As he maneuvered his walker to the elevator, I provided a visual description of his tiny room, including the eyelet sheets that had been hung on his window. I love it, he stated with enthusiasm of an 8-year-old having just been presented with a new puppy. Mr. Jones, you haven't seen the room. Just wait. That doesn't have anything to do with it, he replied. Happiness is something you decide ahead of time. Whether I like my room or not doesn't change how the furniture is arranged. It's how I arrange my mind. I already decided to love it. It's a decision I make every morning when I wake up. I have a choice. I can spend the day in bed recounting the difficulty I have with the parts of my body that no longer work, or get out of bed and be thankful for the parts that do. Every day is a gift that allows me to focus on the new day and all the happy memories I've stored away. Just for this time in my life, old age is like a bank account. You withdraw from what you've put in. So my advice to you would be to deposit a lot of happiness in the bank account of memories. Thank you for your part in filling my memory bank that I am still depositing daily. I work on depositing where I free my heart from hatred, I free my mind from worries, I live simply, I give more, and I expect less. The author of the story is unknown, but I found it very moving. My expert guest today that I would like to introduce is Jeff Studzinski, President and Managing Partner of Revolutionizing Growth. Jeff formed his company 4 years ago, and it was 1 week after having a kidney transplant. His mission and passion is to help others live every day with great passion and abundant zest for life. His company concentrates on three main areas of life: mind, staying positive is paramount; body, wellness, exercise, and nutrition; our faith, and how it needs to be in our hearts and actions daily. Jeff's first speaking engagement was in a senior living facility, and since then, one of his passions is to help inspire and motivate our very cherished seniors who Jeff sees as heroes. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, Jeff.
Well, Sue, thank you so very much for having me on your show. I'm so excited. I think I almost have to, like, duct tape myself down to the chair. So thanks so much for having me on your show. I'm really, really excited to be here. And it was interesting in your story, every day is a gift. It's amazing. When I had my kidney transplant, that resonates every moment in my life. That truly, if we look at that, that every day, every moment is really, really a gift. Really helps me keep excited and help others stay excited.
Now, you talked about your transplant just now, and I'd like to ask you, I'm sure your perspective on life shifted tremendously before this and during and after.
Yeah, absolutely, Sue. My journey started actually before my kidney transplant, in that I was really fighting for my life every moment 2 years previous on kidney dialysis. And kidney dialysis, probably the easiest way to describe it, is kind of like running a marathon every day while having the flu. But after my first session, I said to myself, Jeff, there's 20 other residents here fighting for their life. Wouldn't it be great to change the complexion of the dialysis center? So one of the things I immediately asked my doctors was to bring in a bike so I could start exercising during the hardest time of my life. And Sue, what happened was the inspiration led to everybody feeling better, and there was hope back in a facility where there was no hope. And I immediately realized in life, it's not what we have, it's truly what we give. And so the more we give, the better we feel. The better we feel, the more we give. The more we smile, the more others smile. It's a big snowball effect. And I did learn early that this great zest for life comes within, but it comes within through helping others. And I get the privilege every day now, because of the toughest time in my life, to share my story that helps people stay motivated for a lifetime. What a gift, what a privilege to do what I do every day.
Give back,
absolutely. Pay it forward.
Now, you're a motivational speaker, and what would you say really motivates you? I mean, not that you're not motivated.
Calm down, Jeff. Easy. Yes. Duct tape this guy down. Well, I'll tell you, there are so many things that keep me motivated. Because, you know, first thing I wake up in the morning, I think, okay, before I even start my day, because I ask people, you know, if you want to stay motivated, when do you start? Like, do I start at 6 a.m.? Do I start at 5 a.m.? Well, here's a quick tip that I utilize in my life is I start before my feet hit the ground in the morning. And I'm extremely grateful for all the people in my life that prayed for me while I was kind of out for the count. I remember great people in my life that have inspired me, that they're my mentors or whatever, and I pray for them that they just have a wonderful day. So I'm giving before my feet actually hit the ground. And my heart is open to just all kinds of amazing things during my day. It's just unbelievably incredible. So also what motivates me is, when I first spoke at my first senior living facility, Sue, I got there a half hour early, and there was a young lady, 96 years young, in a wheelchair waiting for me to hear me speak. And she said, I hope you're the motivational speaker. And I said, no, I'm not. But I was just kidding. And I said, can I ask you, you know, how old you are? And she said, 96 years old, and Jeff, I want to stay motivated. So here's a quote that I came up with that inspire, motivate, help not only seniors, but everybody in their life, and that I employ in my life to keep me at this high level of motivation, and that is, live life with much passion, more purpose, and abundant gratefulness, and you will experience a lifetime of joy, fulfillment, and success. And see, regardless of the situation, it's just like that gentleman in his bank account. He was putting in already great thoughts. He was already putting in the places beautiful. And that's how we look at life. It's a gift. And I think during the holidays, this is what I think would be so awesome, and I get the privilege to see it, is giving the gift of Santa Claus to our seniors. And you're thinking to yourself, Jeff, what are you talking about, giving the gift of Santa Claus? But I want your listeners to think of how they felt that first Christmas, that they really believed that Santa Claus was going to come and the cookies were out, and I want them to feel like that the remainder of their life. And so it's bringing back that Santa Claus into their life. So the gratefulness, along with that smile, that positive energy, permeates throughout their life. But more importantly, it's like a big snowball running down a hill. Everybody wants to jump on board. The first senior living facility I talked about, when I walked into the room, it was extremely quiet. And then I asked the audience, what's your passion? What do you love to do in life? And all of a sudden, the hands started being raised.
Life came to life.
Life came to life because of the P word. And my other tip is, remember your three P's in life. And you say, Jeff, what are they? What is it? Well, think about what you absolutely love to do. Sue, I know you love to do this radio station, and we were talking before. And you know why I know that? Not based on what you told me, but based on how you looked with your eyes when you started to share how much you loved. And the reason why you do it is to help others. Perfect. So that's your passion. Now imagine taking your passion and tying that in with your purpose. See, I didn't really know my purpose in life until I was on kidney dialysis, fighting for my life, and I questioned. I said, why am I here? And I knew the first time I got on that bike and I started to turn the pedals, I knew why I was here. And that is to help others, to inspire others, to motivate others, maybe during the toughest time of their life, to help them. Because I'm here today because of all the people that helped me to get to be, all my nurses, all the wonderful people, the doctors that helped me to get to be here to live out my life and my purpose. But imagine tying those together with the gift. And the gift is the abundance of gratefulness. Imagine waking up every day right away going, you know what, I'm thankful for Sue. She invited me on her show. And I've got all my friends out. And I call them in. I don't even call it senior. I call it mature living. Mature living. But in mature living, one of the things I talk about a lot is smiling. Smiling. It might sound crazy, but when I walk in and I start my presentation, I smile real big. And guess what happens? It goes throughout the audience. I laugh. People laugh. It's the best exercise you could do for the body is smile all day long.
Well, I've heard that if you smile for a minute, it releases happy endorphins, and that is a very difficult challenge to do, to smile for a minute. So we'll maybe you can try it later. Before we forget, what is the third P?
You know what? I got through two of them, and I forgot. It's positive. It's staying incredibly positive, and it's staying positive all the time. So I like to use this analogy. It's snowing outside. And I know my neighbor hates to shovel, so he'll go, Jeff, you know, I got to go out there and I got to shovel. And I look at it, this way I look at it. I go, okay, it's snowing out. How beautiful it is. It touches our trees. But importantly, too, I get to go out there and I get exercise. Exercise is the key that generates this incredible zest and motivation in everyone. Exercise. Exercise comes in laughter. It comes in smiling. It comes in touching others. It comes in shoveling snow. And the more we exercise, the better we feel, the more we give, the more patient we are, the clearer we think, and the less diseases attack our body. See, I used to be a diabetic. I used to take insulin shots twice a day. Now I don't take any insulin, but I work out every day, I lift weights, I run every day. And it's the reason why we do this that keeps it going. I know exactly why I exercise every day. I can tell you. It's called my grandson. It's called my wife. It's called my three kids.
And your life.
And my life. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And that's given back.
Now hold that thought. So the three P's were passion, purpose, and being positive.
Absolutely.
And we are talking to Jeff from Revolutionizing Growth. And Jeff's website is revolutionizinggrowth.com. This is Aging Info Radio, and we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with Jeff after that, and we're going to talk more about the holiday happiness and fulfillment.
Excellent.
Wait a minute. You're 65, and you're 65, and you are too? You guys are the early boomers. And I heard the senior population is going to increase by 40% within the next 5 years. I believe we are on the forefront of a silver tsunami. Thursdays at 1 o'clock, join Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. Our guests will bring their expertise to topics of interest. If you would like to be an expert guest or sponsor Aging Info Radio, call us at 877-704-1530. Or email info@aginginforadio.com. I am Sue, Sawacki, your host on Aging Info Radio, WJJG, AM 1530.
Hi, I'm Al Roker. The American Red Cross has a proud tradition of volunteers helping their neighbors in emergencies. Today, they need you more than ever. They need good people to help the victims of disaster. They need good people to roll up their sleeves and donate blood. And they need good people to make financial gifts so the Red Cross will always be there to help. Contact your local Red Cross and become part of the tradition of helping. Together, we can save a life.
On a rainy evening, a crowd has gathered by a broken guardrail. A helpless husband watches, seeing his wife trapped by the river. That's what it's like when someone you love has ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. You watch helplessly as their body degenerates. But with your help in funding global research, the ALS Association can slow the disease and find a cure. So go to ALSA.org to join the fight.
Are you hiding an addiction problem? You don't know where to go or who to talk to? We understand. Call Narcanon for a free and confidential consultation. You don't have to go it alone.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And Suburban Home Care is a veteran-owned in-home care agency serving the entire Chicagoland area. They have been providing care to seniors and disabled adults since 1995. Suburban Home Care is committed to improving our clients' quality of life and allowing them to remain in the comfort of their own home while receiving the professional care required for their individual condition or needs. Suburban Home Care is licensed through the Illinois Department of Public Health, bonded and insured with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. For a free, no-obligation assessment or other information, please call 630-964-9000. Once again, Suburban Home Care, their number is 630-964-9000. We are talking to Jeff Studzinski from Revolutionizing Growth.
Well, that's a mouthful, isn't it?
That is a mouthful. We'll just call you Jeff. That'll make it simple. And before we went to break, I said that he was talking about the three Ps, but I would like to talk a little bit more about holiday happiness and fulfillment. And why do you feel that, what do you feel sets others up for unhappiness and unfulfillment during the holiday season especially?
Well, Sue, I think that's a great question, and I get asked that a lot. And if you look on the TV, you see all these magazines, it's perfect. It's kind of the Martha Stewart Christmas, so to speak. Everything is perfectly laid out and that. And you know, life just isn't like that. And when I think of Christmas, I think of children and how children live their life. They're not thinking about, oh, I want the table perfect. And so the expectations are set real high. But yet, I encourage people to look at Christmas like a child, through a child's eye. And don't set them up for high expectations. Set them up for happy expectations.
Perfect.
Yep.
What do you feel causes holiday upsets?
Well, there's a lot of things. It's kind of the stresses of life, but I don't even like to use the word stresses. I like to use words. I take out stress, and I'll say it's opportunities. It's how I feel. It's a conscious choice for us to say I'm happy, just like the story you shared with us a little while ago. So I like to think about it. It's a choice. And here's one of the things I love to say is let no one take your joy away in life. Keep that positive attitude. Keep that flowing smile. Keep that energy going, positive energy going to help others. So don't get yourself set up for that. And your support group, stay around positive people. Stay around people that are exciting.
Stay around Santa Claus. Yeah,
absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Well, as talking in the story that I read at the beginning when we were talking about the memories, why do you think memories are even more important during the holidays?
Well, I always think they're important, but they are incredibly important. One of the senior living facilities I spoke at recently wanted me to do a full seminar just on memories. And I asked him, I says, why is that so important? And here's what came out. Love, family, compassion, togetherness, caring, giving. Remembering that brings back that great energy, that wonderful warmth of home, of community and of love. And so I encourage everyone to visit Memory Lane. My memory lane is, as I walk down the stairs, I have pictures hung up of all my children when they were growing up. It gives me that re-energizing of remembering when they were small, when they were cute. Just kidding. They're still wonderful, cute.
Say hello to your kids out there.
Oh, my son Joshua, my wonderful angel donor daughter Monica, and my beautiful daughter Melissa, who just gave me the best gift in the world,
I must say, is
a grandchild.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, back to memories. Let's talk about loneliness issues and why it's so important that people are out with other people and not isolating themselves anytime, and especially during the holidays.
Yeah, and that's real important, Sue. I'm glad you brought that up. It's everywhere I go, I encourage getting together. And I'll say, when you do something by yourself or you're reading the newspaper or whatever, it's okay sometimes to just have a little bit of time for yourself. But when we're together, a lot of great things happen. One is interaction. Two is bonding. Three is usually having fun. We talk about great memories. We talk about friendship. We also see hugging. You know, hugging is a great way to tell people, you're doing a good job. It's okay to have a bad day. I still love you. I still care for you. So I encourage anything you're going to do, whether it be exercise, whether it be eat dinner, whether it be anything that you do, do it with community, family, friends, loved ones. And your life gets all of a sudden, it gets that great zest, that great energy back to just do amazing things.
Yeah, I've heard that you need 8 hugs a day to stay healthy.
Well,
at least.
Yeah, you know, I How important is a hug? I'm going to share this because I think it's real important to the listeners. How important is a hug? I had the privilege to serve on our board on our church, and I got to greet. And when I got ill with my kidney transplant, I wasn't there and I didn't hug people for a week. Now, the letters I received it had nothing to do with other than I miss that hug. The 100% acceptance that said, I love you, I care for you, the more you hug, the better you're fulfilled, the happier you are. And it's almost like a transfer of happiness between one to another, and you keep this going. So I encourage all your listeners to hug away, because hugging is one of the best ways that we express to one another we love them, we care for them, and we sincerely are compassionate about them.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break and just stand and hug each other. Oh, just kidding there, Jeff. How would you say that a senior would have, could have peace, you know, through the holiday season if they're working through the aspect of losing someone?
Yeah, that's very, very tough. And here's where I had a young lady. Actually, she was 101 years young, and she came up to me and she lost her husband, and she says, "I just don't know if I can. I don't know if I can get through the holidays. What would you suggest, Jeff?" And I said to her, if you can help one person right now. Now, she suffered a stroke. She went through the stroke. And I said, what happens if you could help one person get through a stroke? She said, my life would be amazing. 101. So I helped her put some things together. We got some things published. The next time I went and seen her, she held my hand, had her family flown in to see me and thank me for giving their mom their life back.
Wow.
Purpose, passion, changed her life. Now, every time I go speak, she's the first one waiting for me. She holds my hand and she says, thanks for giving my life back. Passion, purpose are paramount for fulfillment and happiness throughout our lives.
Including the holidays.
Absolutely.
Well,
even more during the holidays.
Absolutely. Well, with the holidays, how can we enjoy them without overdoing or overeating or over expecting? You know, I think a lot of times expectations can lead down a road to unhappiness.
Absolutely. So I try to keep it in perspective. That's why I talk about mind, body, spirit. I talk about mind thinking positive all the time. But exercise becomes a real big part of this. So if we're exercising and we want to grab a little bit more to eat, it's probably going to be okay. Our metabolism's up a little bit. But think about setting yourself up not for failure but for success. Even during the holidays, it becomes more important because there's a lot of goodies out. So I always say enjoy in moderation. Enjoy eating slower. Enjoy talking with others so that it's just not I'm going to overeat or I'm going to overdo this. Enjoy every aspect of it so that it's a great new memory in your memory bank account. So it's kind of like planning ahead to be successful at the holidays. So my tip to seniors is put one thing on your refrigerator or on your shelf that you can see that's just going to help you stay real happy and fulfilled during the holiday season. And look at it in the morning. It'll help you really stay on track.
There you go. Now, not to pass up the holidays because we're right in the midst of the season, but after the holidays, people can feel down from that. What do you suggest as far as staying healthy, happy, and fulfilled?
Yeah, it's great things. And so here's what I'm going to suggest, and this will keep the motivation going. One is exercise every day. When I say exercise, smile, laugh, have fun, enjoy. But plan on exercise. So whether it's walking, whether it's moving your feet, whether it's standing up, get involved in exercise every day. Amazing things start to happen. You start to feel better. Your heart works better. Your diabetes goes away. Less medication, etc. Eat better. Think of yourself as all the foods that you're putting in your body. This is our gift from God. This is our gift. So put great things in it. Put fruits, vegetables, fiber, etc. into your thing. And stay positive. Because we're throwing curveballs throughout our life. It's how we deal. It's our choice how we deal with that curveball that comes. Stay positive, and most importantly, have faith. Put your faith in God, 100%. All said and done, for me, the diagnosis wasn't good at all. I wasn't even supposed to be here today, Sue. So every moment in my life's a precious gift. So keep it all in perspective. And at the end of the day, go, God, you know what needs to be done. I'm going to put all my faith in you. I'm going to lay it before you. And I know you're going to get me through this wonderful day that you blessed me with as an amazing gift. And so I'd like to end for all the wonderful listeners, Sue.
Letting you go. I've got one more thing to ask
you.
That's very important. And I want you to go through these rather quickly because we are getting short on time.
Absolutely.
What would you say are the 10 tips to help seniors for the holidays?
Number one is have fun in moderation, but have a lot of fun. Think like that first time you felt when you remembered, I believe in Santa Claus. Stroll down memory lane. Feel good about looking through those albums that you have maybe on your coffee table. You know, just really have a good time. Plan ahead, though. Think about things that are going to help you to not overdo, but yet have a really good time. Surround yourself with amazing people that have positive attitudes, that really, really enjoy life. Dance. Just all senior living facilities go, dancing is huge. Listen to great music. Listen to music you love to hear. Smile, smile, smile. Pray, pray, pray. Believe, 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 and miracles will happen. They happen for me. I've seen them happen to so many. And the young lady at 96 years old, that's going to turn 100 years old, said, Jeff, I'll never make it. But her passion in life was to carry on. Reach out and help others. The best exercise for our heart is helping lift others up. Helping lift others up. So keep that through the holidays. But more importantly, keep that after the first of the year. And you'll stay motivated, excited, in shape, feeling great, giving beyond what you think you can give. And you'll find that your life just turns out to be absolutely amazing. You'll have the most amazing holiday season. And Christmas will be the best Christmas you have. So you can put that new memory in your bank account that says, wow, when I visit memory lane, I want to remember that wonderful year that this motivational speaker gave me this wonderful tip of walking down memory lane with all these new memories with all my friends, family, loved ones.
Well, fantastic. Jeff, thank you so much for joining Aging Info Radio today. You have been an inspiration.
Well, thank
Once
you
again,
so very
I'm
much.
Talking to Jeff Studzinski from Revolutionizing Growth, and his website is revolutionizinggrowth.com. And this is Aging Info Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back. I've got my second expert guest coming on. Thank you.
Built on a foundation of customer service, Total Parking Solutions. Local company with over 35 years industry experience, highly trained and certified service staff. Total Parking Solutions, a proud provider of Calais multi-space parking technology to over 50 communities, transit authorities, and public institutions in the Chicagoland area. Visit us at www.totalparking.net. Proven parking technology to drive you into the future.
Hi, I'm Brett Michaels for the American Diabetes Association. Diabetes is a constant battle. Testing, treating, fighting to live a normal life. I know. I've had diabetes since I was 6 years old. A lot of people don't think it's deadly, but diabetes kills more Americans each year than breast cancer and AIDS combined. It's been called a silent epidemic, and without your help, it will keep getting worse. Please join me in the movement to stop diabetes. Share your passion and your story. Get involved in local events like the Tour to Cure or the Step Out Walk. Learn how you can better manage this disease or reduce your odds of developing it. And give what you can to help us spread the word and fund programs like the Diabetes Camps for Kids and research to find a cure. Join the movement at StopDiabetes.com. Help us fight a deadly disease that shortens and burdens the lives of millions of Americans. Together, we can stop diabetes.
In hearing this message, you may be tempted to change the channel, so allow me. Still hearing me? Try again. If you have ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, this is kind of what it's like, since it takes control of your body, making you unable to move. You can't affect your surroundings. You see, hear, feel everything. But if you try to change the channel, nothing happens. You are forced to endure what is in front of you. But by supporting the ALS Association, you can further global research to find a cure and give people the ability to see, feel, and hear the way they were meant to, and to live full lives free of ALS. So even though you have the ability to change the channel and ignore this message, could you go to ALSA.org and join the fight?
Hi, I'm Al Roker. The American Red Cross has a proud tradition of volunteers helping their neighbors in emergencies. Today, they need you more than ever. They need good people to help the victims of disaster. They need good people to roll up their sleeves and donate blood. And they need good people to make financial gifts so the Red Cross will always be there to help. Contact your local Red Cross and become part of the tradition of helping. Together, we can save a life.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And if you are a caregiver providing meals for an aging loved one, simplify your life. No grocery shopping, no meal planning, no cooking. Call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating for fresh, never frozen, delivered nutritional meals with many medical benefits. That's right. Think healthy. Think smart. Think Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Pick up the phone and call 800-442-DIET or 800-442-3438 or go to their website at seattlesutton.com. My second expert guest today is Deb Scott, an award-winning author and certified professional coach who specializes in working with individuals, businesses, and corporate environments, transforming ineffective group and personal dynamics. She writes and speaks about how you can turn things around. Deb Scott is the author of The Sky is Green and The Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up is her debut book. She's a finalist winner of two national awards, the Best New Nonfiction USA Book Award and Best in Motivational Books Indie Next Generation Awards. In her book, Deb says, you can't unscramble those scrambled eggs, so why waste a good worry? She also says the sun is always shining above the clouds. Your mind is always able to find, see, and enjoy the good things that comes out of any life situation. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, Deb.
Hi, Sue, and happy holidays to you and all your fantastic listeners. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Well, welcome, and you're calling us from Boston, right?
Yes, I am, and it's freezing here. I think we're probably both in the cold.
Oh, it's that time of year here in Chicago, too. Well, I find your book so interesting, and in your book, you encourage people to become two-minute volunteers. What does this mean, and why should they do it?
Well, let's just use a very blunt visual. If you throw perfume at somebody, they're going to smell great, and you're going to be surrounded in perfume, too. But if you throw manure at somebody, you're throwing it at them because what stuck to you first. So, you know, I think the idea that we all get to give away and keep what it is that we're throwing towards somebody else, the very first person that's going to receive whatever it is that we're giving to them is going to be us. So if you're giving away something, if you want something, you have to be able to have that spirit to give it away without expecting anything in return, because that's what gives it the strength. Not the amount of volunteering, not exactly what it is you give away, but the condition of your heart and the idea that you want to do something for somebody else just for the sake of doing it. And in the process, the person you help is you.
So that's what you mean by your two-minute volunteering acts. It's like that immediate action.
Exactly, because people will say to me, and I'm sure people listening right now, oh, I don't have time to do that. I've got to do this. I've, you know, still have family and people taking care of other family members, and there's so much busyness going on. People just say, I don't have time to volunteer. But do you have 2 minutes? Do you have 2 minutes to inject into when you're paying your bills? Put a note, an affirmation in there. You know, you can't unscramble the scrambled eggs, but you can come up with delightful recipes for omelets. I mean, anything that's going to make you smile and be positive. When you're giving that away and you experience it yourself, even now as we say it and listening, if we're laughing, you're releasing those endorphins and you're feeling better. And, you know, sometimes it takes a small action to give away something good to somebody else to really reframe how we're feeling and what we're thinking about so that we can get a new set of eyes that we'll actually see in a positive way.
Completely understandable. Now, in your was your world upside down before you wrote your book? Is that what inspired you to write it?
Yes, I think that a lot of people, a lot of passionate people in the world really do what they're doing the best because it's from their heart. It's something that they want to solve the mess into the mission or the miracle. So I wrote this book because this is the book I wanted someone to give to me, you know, and like Ben Franklin says, either live something worth writing about or write something worth living. So, you know, I was dealing with a lot of struggles in my life. People may be familiar with some of these. I had a sexual abuse experience from a teacher in school at a young age. I had some dysfunction in my family. There was some alcoholism in my family. Led to some unhealthy relationships. Somebody I was going to marry that was very verbally abusive and also an alcoholic. And, you know, some financial tragedies, some caregiving. I stopped working to take care of my mom, who was my best friend at the time, and she passed away of cancer, and then my dad passed away the following year, and, you know, lost a lot of financial savings to one of these terrible frauds going on across our country that we read about in the news. And, you know, that led to a lot of depression. You know, it's just one of those. Pick anything, you know, pick one. We all have suffering and sorrow, and sometimes the suffering crystallizes, you know, a new life. But in the process, you know, the becoming is what kills you. And it's really important, I think, to have tools and people, mentors, other people that we can surround ourselves with to lift us up to say, you know what, I know how you feel. You're not crazy. There's other people that have experienced it. Other people have felt this way. This is what they're doing. These are the resources and tools that have helped them. And having that encouraging to be around people that want to help you transform those bad things into something better so that you can find the good in the moment, despite the tragedy that a lot of us really have to endure.
So in the Sky is Green book, you talk about immersing yourself in transformation. What exactly do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, this show, Sue, this show that you've been kind enough to, you know, put your heart and soul into. Any type of transformation tool, media tool, places that you can go to. It could be a free gathering at a bookstore listening to a speaker. It could be a 12-step program that's free that's, you know, on anxiety or relationships. It could be going to any type of a seminar. It could be a lot of money or a little money. It could be downloading this radio show again, listening to it on replay. Anything, any tools that are going to get those mind vitamins into your mind. Because if you think about light and dark, you think about being in a room that's light, you don't bring dark into it. You can't. It's either or. It's one or the other. And in your mind can't, as we know from statistics, your mind can't separate the visualization or the thought that's in the moment from the thought that you're thinking. You can't separate that from your feelings. They go together. You have a feeling, a thought, and a behavior. It's just the way it is. It's like A, B, C. That's just the order. So you want to try to put yourself, not to try to trick yourself and believe something that doesn't exist, like, you know, you're going to sit and think you're a cow and then all of a sudden you're going to look like one. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, trying to put those things into your mind that are going to help you focus on what you're trying to achieve, to keep you wired in that way. And then the feelings will come, and then from the feelings can come the new action. And then once you get that momentum going, you'll start to build new habits.
Well, there you go. Now, you coined the phrase successful sabotage in your book. Can you elaborate on this?
Oh, yeah. I love successful sabotage, Sue. I really do. And Alyssa's probably like, what the heck is she talking about?
Exactly.
Who is that crazy guest you have on, Sue? Well, you know, everything that seems upside down may be right side up or vice versa. And today the world seems a little crazy. So let's look at sabotage. Sabotage is a very negative thing, right? Negative, undermining failure. So if we put it, make it successful sabotage, what we're doing is setting ourselves up for success. What does that look like? Well, what do you do in your day? Look at what you're going to do in your day on a regular basis. Brush your teeth, get your coffee, go in your car, check your emails, call somebody on the phone, whatever it is. Make sure that when you're going to go by those things that are already scheduled in your day that you know that you're going to face, you set yourself up for successful sabotage by putting the note that is going to inspire you to think about whatever it is you're trying to achieve. Or maybe it's a picture or a trinket or just something to hook your mind and put the pause break on so that you can think about what you're thinking about. And, you know, it takes a little time to set yourself up to do this and to think about it as you're going through your day. But, you know, it's like any homework assignment that you do. You have to study, you have to practice if you're going to be an athlete, or whatever you're going to do, you have to put something into it. And I would just tell anybody listening, if you think that that takes too much time to put a little sticky note or, you know, to remember to do something for yourself, then you have to ask the question, aren't you worth the effort? Because, you know, everybody being their best is going to be a very unselfish act, because when you're your best, everybody around you, everybody that meets you, is a better person for having met you as well. So it's a very unselfish thing to do to make sure that you're healthy, feeding your mind things that are going to keep you happy in, you know, your whole soul.
Yeah, like they say, all of us is not as good as, or all of us is not as good as none of us. Something like that. I think I might be off there, but we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're talking to Deb Scott, and this is Aging Info Radio. We will be right back.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. There's only one bottom line in weight loss, and that is you take in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more calories than that, you lose weight. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating works because we serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. If anybody calls and asks, do you guarantee I will lose weight? You know what? We play no games. We tell them that if they order the 1,200 calorie plan and don't lose weight, they're either laying there in a coma not wearing off calories, or they're cheating, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks, no contracts to sign. Find us on the internet at seattlesutton.com. For more information and your nearest location, call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating day or night. Call toll-free 800-400-8400. 800-442-DIET. That number again is 800-442-DIET. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year. And a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run without scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And Wealth Care Consultants is a specialist in the design of risk-free, tax-efficient retirement plans for its clients. For over 20 years, Wealth Care has protected its clients from the devastating losses of the stock market with its silver bullet strategy that protects your money from market risk as well as higher taxes. For a no-obligation consultation, call 630-368-1409 today. And once again, that number is 630-368-1409. I'm here with Deb Scott, the author and award-winning author of actually two awards, From the Sky is Green and The Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. Now, we were talking about before we went to break. I was going to say none of us is as good as all of us. Right, Deb?
Perfect.
That's the words I was trying to get out. Now, do you consider, or you have a story about an unanswered prayer, because prayer is an important part of your life. Would you like to share that story?
Yeah, you know, I think that the key to turning anything right side up is having prayer, and prayer for, you know, anybody in any way. I'm not really associating prayer with any particular religious belief or faith. Universe, God, whatever, but I am saying that you have to believe that there is something out there greater than you that cares about you and loves you and is watching out for you. And that being said, I didn't always have faith in a God, a loving God, or the existence of God in my younger days. And one of the great things about getting older in having the wisdom of the ages is having enough life experiences to be able to mature and grow. And in the sense that I had a catastrophe, my dad was, you know, going to die after heart surgery, and the doctor told us he'd never make it through because he had fibrillated that night. And, you know, when I was in cardiac surgery sales, a double bypass surgery didn't seem like much. So it was unbelievable to me that he could possibly be passing away from this. And, you know, my mom had a strong faith, brought up Catholic, strong, and you know, I didn't, and my mom did, and my grandmother did, and my grandmother lived with us, and you know, I just wasn't going to do the things that my mother was telling me to do. Pray for your dad, you know, not bargaining, but saying, you know, you're going to get back with God, you know, and start visiting him more often and going to Mass and doing those things. And you know, I mean, my father had acute respiratory distress. He was on Pavlon, which means that he couldn't even blink his own eyes. They took his sternum out because he had mediastinitis. You could take the gauze out of his chest and see his heart beating. He was, for 3 weeks, going from bad to worse. Kidneys, all sorts of, I mean, it was just terrible. Every day it would just get worse, worse, and worse. And my mom just kept telling me, you know, you gotta pray to God. You gotta talk to God and ask him to help your father and do something and show something. And I just kept telling her, I'm not going to promise something to a God that I don't even know exists. But, you know, at the end of 3 weeks, when the doctor called and just said, you know, Deb, your dad's not releasing carbon dioxide. This is it. You know, there's just nothing else we can do. I think I was so beat up that by that point, it was an automatic response to just get dropped to my knees and just bleeding out of my heart, the tears saying, you know, God, I don't know if you exist, but if you do, please help. Please help my dad. And, you know, I think at the time it maybe felt a little hypocritical, but, you know, people don't change because they see the light. They change because they feel the heat. And sometimes that's what suffering can do for us, is make us vulnerable and open in humility to something that we wouldn't consider any other way. And I know that when we went into the hospital, that, you know, we expected to see my father completely dead, and as mystified as me was the doctor saying, you know, I don't know what happened. Your dad's vital signs turned around, and he ended up coming out of that hospital, and he was in rehab for a while, and he lived more than a decade after that. In fact, he outlived my mother. You know, and that got my attention because, you know, sometimes we have to remember that, you know, we have to be humble enough to ask for the things we need. We have to be humble enough to say, you know, I do have this fear, I do have this vulnerability, and I am looking for some healing. But prayer is the most key component to making anything bad something great. So, you know, prayer is a part of my life that without it, nothing else would be happening.
Wow. Now, back to your book, The Sky, I love the title. The sky is green and the grass is blue. It's just a perfect title. You say that it helps to alleviate the suffering. And what exactly, I've read parts of it, I have not read all of it, but in your book, what really do you zone in on to actually relieve or help alleviate the suffering of others?
Right. Well, if suffering and pain is usually from a place of fear, right? A place of lack. And what does that mean? Well, that means that we don't feel like we have any choices, that we're going to be a victim to something that we don't want to experience. So getting to a place where you know that you have choices, I think the Experience Strength and Hope in the book and a lot of other resources, because the book has exercises and a lot of other links to other people and other places that you can Google, maybe in your own community, to find, you know, the pearls of wisdom that maybe will open your mind to a new paradigm. You know, having choices and knowing that you're not alone, knowing that you're not crazy because of how you feel, knowing that other people have been there, done that, and actually experiencing other people's success through it. And then when they can share with you, oh, my gosh, you know, if it wasn't for this bad thing, all these, you know, this one bad thing, these 20 good things wouldn't have happened, actually can bring us to a place of, wow, what can I learn from this? Or where is God in this? Or what can I gain from this to help me grow? Or what is the message here for me? And when we can come to that place in our daily living, then we know that everything is an opportunity for something good. Even if it doesn't feel good, it can be for our good. And then it can be living life because, well, this is something I want, but is maybe, you know, something what I need more important. Because we don't always know what we don't know, as one of the chapters in the book goes. And opening our hearts and our minds and our five senses to possibilities through other people, you know, can really propel us on a new springboard to achieve dreams that we never could have imagined. And what's so great about, you know, people that have lived their life and lived it well is they have so much more to share, and they have so much more to give. and the opportunity for making a difference, ironically, is more powerful sometimes as we're older than when we're younger. And that's what excites me, is knowing that everybody is a gift and we're all here for a reason. So, you know, I think everybody deserves to have, you know, the upside down turned right side up.
And that's the, some of this, you talked about specific ways that people can turn negatives or negative experiences into positive ones. It's somewhat what you were just talking about as far as being open to who you're meeting, who you're with, what you're surrounding yourself by, right?
Yeah, and I can give you a, you know, I know I've got to be careful of the time here, but I'll give you a quick example, and I won't use anybody that I work with, I'll just use myself. For example, when I was dealing with the people in my life that had the alcoholism, and some people are dealing with this during the holidays, and it's very painful, and I went into Al-Anon, which is a 12-step program for people that deal with the problems of alcoholics in their life. I was going in to alleviate pain and suffering from this one specific problem with the alcoholic. What I found was, as I went in to get the solutions, okay, through my own keeping the one finger pointed at me, keeping the focus on myself, is that I was getting the solutions to the problems in the dynamics of that relationship with that alcoholic, but I was getting an unexpected surprise because I was getting tools that not only helped me with the alcoholic, but helped me in work, helped me in my own relationship, helped me relationship with my faith, with other people, with family members. So, you know, people I met on my first visit, I'm listening to them say, thank God for the alcoholic in my life. I thought they were crazy. But I can understand, after having been in that program, and this is just one example of many, it really is a gift. Because if it wasn't for the alcoholic, you wouldn't get into Al-Anon. If you didn't get to Al-Anon, you wouldn't have gotten all the tools to solve that problem. And you wouldn't have gotten all the gifts to solve so many others. And that's what I'm talking about, the turning the bad things, turning into something that's even a greater good.
Kind of like crisis is known as opportunity.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Now, when you were writing your book, you had mentioned at the beginning of the show that you were in the midst of writing The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, and you lost your life savings and your parents' savings to the Millennium Bank Ponzi scheme. How did that affect you in writing your book?
Oh, my gosh. I tell you what. Down on my knees in tears, absolutely devastated, crushed, reading my own book, going, oh, wow, I am so eaten words, even more than I did before of my own book. I have to tell you, absolutely devastated. And, you know, we're still working right now to get that money back. And it was a lot of money. I mean, you know, not Paris Hilton's bank account, but it was a lot of money. And, I, you know, that interest from the 6% CD, you know, was a lot. And I think anybody that's earned money knows how hard it is to earn it. And to have somebody steal it and spend it on prostitutes and wild living is certainly not a pleasure, especially when it's been a while and they still haven't been arrested. You know, but I think what that does for me, and maybe for other people that have had financial tragedy, it's an opportunity to say, okay, who am I without that money? Who are my friends without that money? And believe me, I lost a lot of friends without that money. Were they really friends? Where are my values? What's my true worth? You know, sometimes you don't know how much you're worth until you lose all the financial money. And then you get your priorities right. And then you say, you know what? Maybe I was attached to that. Maybe I had a little bit more security in that, thinking that that's what was really going to take care of me. And then you have to come from a place of trust. And then you really have to examine yourself, what your motives are. So actually, in the midst of writing the book, losing the money made me more determined than ever to finish the book, because I knew that there was even more of a need. It was just another lesson I was learning, the financial tragedy, right? I mean, nobody wants to go through it, but it's a reality. And people that have experienced this shouldn't feel alone, just like, you know, any of the other topics you discussed, Sue. But it is an opportunity, and there's so many people out there suffering so many things that anybody who feels that you're alone and you're suffering depression and you're feeling that, you know, you can't go on and there's no hope for you, I would just say, please don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle. Because if I can still be talking to Sue on this radio show and be laughing, anybody can be feeling good about their life.
Well, Deb, you've been great today. I'd like you to leave us with your tip of the day.
My tip of the day is actually from Oscar Wilde. Be yourself. Everybody else is already taken.
There you go. That's great. Well, once again, this is Deb Scott, award-winning author of The Sky is Green and The Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. And her website is greenskyandbluegrass.com. Thank you so much, Deb, and I will be in touch.
Thank you, Sue. Bye, everybody. Happy holidays. God bless.
Happy holidays to you. And thank you to my expert guest, Jeff Studzinski, president of Revolutionizing Growth. His office number is 708-342-6800, and his website is revolutionizinggrowth.com. Thank you to my listeners, WJJG AM 1530, my sponsors, and Jim, my most awesome programmers. And I've had the wonderful time today in the studio, and I have a guest who has been with us for most of the show, and that is Joe Gentile.
Well, you put on a great show, and we're very glad to have you as an intricate part of the success of this station.
Well, Joe, you're a wonderful man, and thank you for the WJJG AM 1530 opportunity. And if you miss part of this show or another show on a topic of interest, go to agingradio.com where we archive our shows. And you can join Aging Info Radio next Thursday at 1 o'clock. We will be back. And you make it a great day. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
See the moon roll across the stars. See the seasons turn like a heart. Your father's days are lost to you. This is your time here to do what you will do. Your life is now. Your life.